you contacted them right away for this? I mean, how did that whole process work?
No, I mean, we've been working with Ryan for the last couple of months, and they've, you know, they haven't just been running the 120-hour sale, but they've been doing a bunch of other campaigns, but the 120-hour sale was compelling because, you know, Ryan and the dealership actually moved cars off the lot and sold, I think, it was three vehicles, right, Ryan, from the Promoted Dream campaign?
That's correct.
So that's why we were kind of drawn to that 120-hour story campaign.
All right, all right. And so, so what are some of the perks for, you know, for Zenda 4 for doing this?
You know, I think it's just nice to be able to be seen as an example in the space. The auto dealership space, and you know, to kind of put your name out there as someone who's really innovating in the way that they're marketing themselves out to, you know, customers.
Okay. Okay. All right. So overall, when you look at car dealerships, what is your opinion on their usage of Twitter? I mean, are they doing a good job, or do you see more dealerships using it?
You know, I think it's hard a lot of times for dealers to successfully use Twitter. A lot of times, you know, there's people that are at the dealership that are doing 100 different other jobs and not just managing the marketing for the dealership. Ryan's in a great spot because he focus really on, you know, using social media to reach out to customers, along with doing all the other marketing for Zender. So it's nice for him that he's able to focus on that. But I think the challenge that we've seen with a lot of other dealers is just, you know, them not really having the time to be able to put into kind of running and managing a successful Twitter content. So I think eventually people will hopefully get there as they continue to see Twitter as a successful tool for marketing and driving sales. But I think right now it's just people are, you know, feeling, and especially at dealers where there's not someone like Ryan present, you know, it's harder for them to kind of spend the time on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and so, I mean, do you guys plan on, you know, pushing the benefits of Twitter to car dealerships a lot more in the future?
Yeah, you know, I think and what'll help with the case study, too, is just being able to educate a lot more people in the dealer space of, like, what people are doing successfully on Twitter and, you know, using examples of, you know, people doing it. And having it work for them and taking it into their own dealer and saying, like, hey, you know, we can use this here for us. This is the way we can use Twitter to, you know, to be able to talk to our customers, get people into the dealership, get people doing test drives, get people using our service center, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay, and so, what kind of information did you get from Zender Ford, you know, for this case study?
Well, really, we just, you know, we worked with Ryan on kind of finding out how, you know, people communicated with him on Twitter from seeing the promoted tweet regarding the 120-hour sale, and then him, you know, really taking the conversation offline and getting, you know, either their phone number or more information about them to kind of set up an appointment for have them come in and look at a specific car. And that was all done over direct message. So, you know, initially the conversation took place back and forth on Twitter. And then, you know, Ryan was able to take that offline with the individual customers to kind of, you know, actually drive people how that worked.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and so so when do you plan on releasing this study?
Hopefully soon. You know, we've had a couple drafts back and forth, and so as soon as our marketing team is like, hey, you know, we're ready, we'll push it out through our Twitter ads advertising feed, and that Twitter handle is @TwitterAds. So we'll push out a story like, hey, Zender Ford, or hey, this dealership used, you know, promoted tweets to drive people to the dealership, something like that, some sort of message with a link to the blog post about it. And then the case study will live on our business.twitter.com site. So we have all of our examples of all of our partners that have used, you know, the promoted product successfully to see great results. So that'll live on there for other people to kind of go to and reference in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're definitely hoping it'll be, you know, I don't have an exact day, but hopefully, you know, like later this week, possibly that'll be out.
All right, Katie. Well, I think I am pretty much all set.
Okay, cool.
Just one sec, Vince. I'm just recording this just for our PR team. I'm not going to be using it, and if we wanted to use it at all, I mean, I'll definitely ask for permission. But can I just, Vince? Can you just say where you're from and your name, and then Katie as well, please?
Okay. Vince Bond from Automotive News.
And Katie Nguyen from Twitter.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
And Vince, did you have any hand in the story about Jaguar?
Yes, I wrote that story.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. So did you work with Liz, or did you work with Jaguar on that?
You know, actually, I did not get a chance to speak with anyone from the Jaguar marketing side. Our schedules didn't match up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was cool. That's like another good example of, like, you know, like that story. We've been able to, you know, speak to a lot with other partners too. So thank you for writing that. That was excellent.
It's a great story. And Joe was trying to subliminally market to me through that story. He just knows I love that kind of. He knows I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, we definitely thought of you, Ryan, because we were like, dude, Ryan would totally be into something like this. I can see him.
I'm trying to get my motto. Everybody who like, I even put this on my blog, but I said if you've met me for longer than 75 seconds, I'll start talking something about Twitter or the fact of marketing or. I love this stuff, you know. My girlfriend, thank God she's wonderful, because I just love it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Vince, I wanted to get an idea from you. Like, what is your intention with this information?
I'm sorry?
What are your plans with Ryan and Zender in this case study?
Oh, you said what are my plans, or how do I feel about it?
Yeah, no, what are your plans?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to write up a quick story here just to kind of get Ryan's reaction to the whole thing. And so also I'm going to add some of this background information I got from Katie today. So it's pretty much a follow-up story to something I did about Zender Ford last month about their whole social media strategy.
Katie, Joe, you seen that article, though, right? The previous one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
So, Vince, when do you think it'll go up? And is it just going on the website?
It's hard to tell right now. I'm thinking I would say the earliest is September 9th for our print edition.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's a loose date, but I'm thinking September 9th right now.
Okay. And will it live on the website as well?
Yes, it will. Yes.
Okay. And it'll probably go up on the website around that same time?
Yes, it will. Yep.
Okay.
All right, and Katie, do you have any last comments about the case study or anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. No, I think we're just excited to have like our first dealer case study available you know, for people to be able to reference and just be able to speak to it, and, you know, to really get people excited about Twitter in that space.
Katie, just one question. I don't know if you have the answer. When this case study comes out, I want to do a blog post about it on my blog. Will there be any issue with that, or do I have to get permission from Twitter to showcase that? Merely all I'm going to do is really regurgitate the information that Twitter's writing, so I'm not changing anything or anything like that. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a problem.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm all done, so but thanks for taking the time today.
Perfect.
Okay, great, yeah. Yeah, it was great meeting you and talking to you.
Awesome.
Okay, and Katie, do you have an email address I could put in my record?
Yeah, it's Katie, KATIEW, at twitter.com.
And Vince, since you're on the phone, I'm waiting for Katie to send me a Twitter shirt so I can send you the picture for this article. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Katie.
Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Start checking that mail every day, Ryan.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much, Vince. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have an excellent day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.